Hello.
Hello.
I must always have a really awful internet connection because I'm always sitting here for like 5 minutes trying to log on and waiting for my screens to refresh.
I'm here.
Hi. Yay. Hi, Tom.
Yeah.
Hi, Ken.
D, how are you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad.
Excellent.
Where is everybody?
Oh, since my computer likes to take its time signing in, I'm sure they've all been trying. We shall see. So far, it's just us four. There's Dana. Still not the boss man.
Ivers, fish and chips for dinner tonight.
That yummy. Where are they at? Well, waiting. Nick made me some really spicy rice with peppers and onions and sausage. Ah, there they are.
Okay, sorry about the confusion. I'm going to get the meeting started. It looks like it's already 7:02. So I'm going to call the North Bonneville City Council meeting to order for March 9th, 2021. It is 7:02, and I'm going to ask Steve to call the roll.
All right, Councillor Acton.
Here.
Councillor Randall.
Present.
Councillor Norris.
Here.
Councillor Hall.
Here.
Councillor Lee, I do not see yet.
She said she's trying to log in.
We all made it. I'm not sure. There's no waiting room.
I'm logging on, she says.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
Mine was really slow getting me in, and then it said Zoom wasn't responding, so that was not good.
Okay, well, we'll just move forward until she gets here, and then just we'll make note of it when she shows up.
Perfect.
Thank you, Dee. We'll move down to agenda changes and additions. Do I hear any?
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to add one, if I may, a water sewer reduction credit for Matt Brines. And we'll add it right underneath, under new business, underneath inquiry concerning the possibility of sale of City Lot 40 CBD Mall. Is there any objection to that?
Nope.
Hearing none, we'll move on. We have no public hearings today. We'll start with a consent agenda, and it's the approval of the February 23rd meeting minutes and approval of the March 1st half vouchers in the sum of $19,517.89.
I make a motion to approve February 23rd meeting minutes and the approval of March 1st half vouchers for the sum of $19,517.89.
That would be Travis.
Second.
That would be Terry. Seconds.
Thank you.
Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Dee, would you like to call a vote, please?
Dee? Yes, I would. Councillor Acton.
Yes.
Councillor Randolph.
Yes.
Councillor Norris.
Yes.
Councillor Hall.
Yes.
And Councillor Lee is not present yet.
Okay.
You got all day.
All right, let's move on. Any public comment?
I see no raised hands.
All right. We'll move on to council member comments, and I'll ask if you make a comment to identify who you are.
Councilman Randall, I'd like to thank everybody for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Always thank you, joining us.
Thank you for that. Okay. Hearing no others, moving down to the mayor's comments. I just have a couple. In your packets, I've included a recent correspondence with the pump. Oh, Is Margie here?
Yes.
Okay, noted that 7:05, Counselor Lee is present.
Thank you.
Hey, Margie!
Sorry to cut you off there, boss.
Yeah. Okay, so going on. So in your packets, you see a correspondence between Brian and WECI, Dave Bobbitt, concerning our new pump, and it looks like it's going to be in the port of New York on 3/18/21, and then it goes to customs. And Dave Bobbitt says customs can be a little bit slow, but he's hoping that the pump will arrive by mid-April. There's not much we can do about it. It's come from overseas. So that's the most recent update on that. All right. The other thing I want to tell everybody is the sale is moving forward on the 420 business. It's moving forward. It's moving forward fairly quickly. So I don't have all the specifics yet, but when I do, you'll get it. But it looks like that business is going to sell. The only thing we'll have to do, there's a few things we'll have to do, but Ken says we can do that after the business sells. We can kind of wind up business there, so wind up the business that we have with it. So, and I wanted to bring that to your attention. And then, other than that, and then, not to put anybody on the spot, but condolences to Counselor Acton. He lost his mother today. So we are saddened by that. So keep his family in your prayers, please. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll move on. Chief Administrative Officer, do you have something to report for us?
I don't believe I do.
Okay, so is that end of report?
End of report.
Okay. All right, now, okay, the guy with all the wisdom, our city attorney, do you have anything to report?
Well, I just want to put a little meat on the bones of what you described for a process once the CBD mall sells. So, you know, we're not selling. The PDA is selling. And once this PDA has sold, it no longer has its business purpose. It has outlived its, essentially, its reason for existence. So at that point, we're in winding up mode. And if there's nothing left for the PDA to do, which there really isn't unless you guys decide to do something else with the PDA, then really the only thing that is left is the distribution of whatever funds are left over at closing. And then at that point, I will make an application to the judge to dismiss the receivership and essentially bless the final closing of the PDA under 35.21.750. That's, you know, it's kind of the judge makes the final call on the dissolution of the PDA. And as long as I can represent to the judge that everybody's paid, then there's no reason for the judge to, if we don't have a reason, there's no reason the judge would want to leave it open. So at that point, I'll just apply to the judge to close it, and we'll go ahead and close it. And then you guys need to keep in mind what, of course, we don't know yet what the net receipts will be after all the closing costs, the creditors, the real estate commissions and whatnot, but hopefully there's funds left over, and then it'll be up to the council to look at doing a budget amendment to decide what you do with those funds. It really will be up to you guys. There's no particular rush to make that decision. It could be just incurred expense, but you know, it's a one-shot deal. So whether you guys want to try to make some plans around that or what, it's really up to you. But then at that point, a judge doesn't even need to know that. It'll be just distributed to the city. And if it's distributed to the city, it's not restricted. It's a current expense fund. And so then you guys will be able to decide with the mayor what to do with those funds. And then I'll get the judge's order to close it, to close the PDA. And that will essentially be all that's left. And if you have any questions, let me know.
Great. Can I, one question, you'll have some time in there. Now we'll have to charge that to the PDA, correct?
Well, you don't have to, I mean, you could, because it's all going to end up being current expense. It really right. doesn't, you don't have to put it, you know, it doesn't have to go through it. It's not a restricted account, in other words. So it's not like water or sewer or roads or any of those things that you can't use for any other purpose. You know, my fees are typically current expense fees anyway, unless it's for some particular purpose that's allocated for. Otherwise, it's just current expense, and that's where those funds will end up. But it's up to you how you want to account for it. You know, I keep track of my PDA expenses, as you know. I run it through a little different billing program, partly because it's at a higher rate. But, you know, you'll see that it's a separate bill that you get. You know, whenever I have PDA billing, it comes through as a separate bill. And how you guys want to track that is 100% up to you. You know, you don't pay capital gains tax, so it doesn't probably matter as much. But I know under BARS, you probably have pigeonholes you need to stick things in. And, you know, I don't know a whole lot about that. All I know is that the auditors get kind of persnickety about some of that stuff. So
yes, they do.
How you do it from your end, it doesn't matter, but you do have kind of a ongoing itemization of my costs just via my separate billing account. So that's that.
Well, thank you for that update. So we'll talk about that more in detail when this thing gets closer, but it is moving forward. So I can't tell you that it's moving forward. So that's a good
end of report.
Thank you. Thank you, wise man. All right. Moving on to unfinished business. I'm going to turn it over to our COVID-19 update, Councillor Acton.
All right. So confirmed cases in the county is 257. Active cases is 2. And we have been flat now for quite a while, so that's good. I think school's all back in session, and so that's good. Get the kids back going to school. And just so I feel better, I'm a Texan, and Governor Abbott has lifted the mask mandate. So I don't think I should have to wear a mask anymore because I am a Texan. So end of report.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Too. They lifted theirs.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for that report, Councilor Acton.
Driver's license approved it, too.
All right, moving forward. All right, now, this is an inquiry concerning the possibility of sale of City Lot 40 CBD Mall.
Is this the same one?
No, here, let me
make a motion.
It's more of a discussion because we probably,
inquiry, not a.
Yeah, motion. I don't think we're going to, there's not, we, but right. Yeah, okay, so. We have somebody, a business owner, that is buying lot 38. If you notice on your the plan that I gave you, which is a private lot, and she's concerned because lot 40 is directly in front of it, and she wants to know if the city would be interested in selling. It's the smallest lot we have. It's 1,660 square feet, but it's going to depend on how she designs her building. She doesn't want to design her building or her business if another building's going to go right up in front of her. She also would like to have view and more access to the parking area. So that's what she's interested in, maybe building her building bigger. So she was just inquiring. I know we talked about we weren't interested in selling anything until maybe looking at it again until summer. But this is kind of a standalone lot, and it's kind of important to this gal to find out if we'd be interested in selling it because she'd like to do something with she's going to do something with the lot behind it, and she'd like to incorporate the other lot. So is there any interest in selling that little lot? Or would you like to think about it?
So
are we taking a vote? Or are we making a motion on this discussion?
We're just discussing it. We'll give it a chance to. I'll let them give it a chance to think about it. Maybe we can bring it up by the next meeting.
So 104 is the post office, right?
Yes.
and then the one directly behind the one.
No. 204 is the post office. Or, yeah, the lots that we originally talked about, the 4300 area there. This is out back here. Yeah, it's a standalone lot.
Mine's circled in red, 3800. What's that?
Well, that's the address of it.
Yeah, but it's lot 40, right?
It's lot 40, yes. And lot 40 is down the top lot, city-owned lots.
So that's the one she wants to buy, 40.
Yeah, she would like, yes.
She's already bought 38?
Yeah, she bought 38 already. That was a private lot.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So she's interested in 40 because...
Oh, it's 204. The one that... 204 is over here.
Yeah.
But 204 is here. Okay, I'm just trying to get my bearings where I'm at.
Yeah, so we're 214, or 202, I mean. So... We're
214.
Yeah, we're 214, but wait a minute. But it shows it as 212. The lot she's talking about is right behind, right back here on the backside that faces that. It faces the park, actually.
Yes, it's right on the bike path.
Yeah, see, we're 214 on the end. 212 would be the post office. Those three lots that we originally talked, those bigger lots, are next to 4200. You can see them there. That's those bigger lots.
The church was 38, right?
Huh? The church was
not. The numbers in there, they're not like in order. I mean, yeah, we have some 30s, and we have some 80s, and we have some 200s, kind of.
Yeah, so if you start all the way at the end here at the far bottom at 214, that's where we're sitting, or we are. 212 is the post office, then those three lots. So that gives you an idea where this is located. It's on the back side facing the basketball court.
Hey, Brian?
Yes.
Is there any way we could ask Ken what would be the process if they're interested so that we can establish a fair value without it letting everybody know what we're asking?
Yeah.
Internally, yeah. I mean, internally, you'd probably want to get 1,600 square feet. It's not going to be a lot of money, but some kind of a comparative market analysis at the very least to make sure that you're within the market value for that lot, for comparable lots.
And I've already done that, Ken. I've already done a market analysis of the last 2 to 5 years of anything around it that was in CBD. So we kind of know what the market value is. But
I guess that'd be fine. But I mean, an internal review is maybe going to be more heavily scrutinized by an auditor than an external review of a market analysis.
What if we have them make an offer and then establish if we think that's a fair price or not before you?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's true. You know, that's up to you how you do the negotiation. As long as you can document in your file, it's all about gift of public funds, right? You have to establish that you're getting market rate for that lot because you're not a port district that can accept something less than market rate. So you have to feel confident that in an audit, you can document that the value of that lot was not less than what the individual paid.
Yeah.
So we could get
a market appraisal. I mean, that's really your best bet is a market appraisal, a fee appraisal. But again, it's not a lot of money. But, you know, I don't know if you're not paying a realtor, maybe that's, you know, that your costs are going to be minimal anyway. So that might be a way to go about, especially if you can find an appraiser who'd do it for not a whole lot of money. It's not a big lot. It's not improved, is it? Is it just bare ground?
Yeah, oh, no, it's ground. Got utilities on it.
What does it have? Yo, utilities? Right, it's got no structures. It's got no structures.
No structures. It's not, no. Yeah, no structures.
Improved ground.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, just do what you need to do to if the when and if the auditor comes knocking on your door, you can give them your tidy little value file that they will just be just very impressed at how thorough you are in making sure you're not gifting funds. That's really what it comes down to, you know.
No, that's true. So I think before we get to that point, we have to come to the conclusion whether council wants to sell it or not.
She's bought 38 already.
She's bought 38.
And didn't bother looking at the way the plot was set out before purchasing the property.
No. No, she knew that that was the city lot, and she knows that there, you had said you didn't want to sell the others. But she wants, she's asking because that lot is off by itself, and she wants to design her building, and if she wants to design it in a way that if there's going to be somebody building there, sometimes she wants to design her building different, or maybe increase the size of her building space if she buys a property. So she has a legitimate...
Sound like a motivated buyer.
Huh? Yeah.
Sound like a motivated buyer to me.
A motivated builder.
Well...
For good things that it would benefit the community. Just put my two cents in there.
The thing that's important is I can... And I will say this, I'm not interested. Those three lots are primo, the ones we've talked about before. I like those are primo lots right in the front there. This is a real small standalone lot that's been for sale forever, or it's been out there forever. I don't know what who would really be so interested in it. It's, what, 1,800 square feet. So that's something to consider.
If you can get a fair market price for it, you know, if you get, you know,
yeah.
Yeah, I think the difference in this one and the other one is this one sounds like this person's already got plans to go forward. Where the other one was, well, let's go ahead and get the land that we're going to sit on for a while, is what my thought was. So,
well, here's something to consider also. We've had, in the last 2 years, we've had three new businesses come into the CBD. And we have two pending now. So, I mean, the more businesses, that's what, you know, we can get in here. And I think people are starting to jump on it because they're seeing these other businesses bringing in people. So they're saying, hey, there's a hub.
Yeah.
So I think what we could do is leave it at, let's consider it. For next meeting, consider it. If there's any questions or anything you want me to do. I think the important thing, like Ken said, we get it appraised. It's not going to cost the city a whole lot.
Yeah.
Get it appraised so we do have a file. We do have it put away, and there's no hard feelings on anybody's part. We have, or any questions from the auditor.
Yeah.
So maybe consider it, and then we bring it back for more of a motion movement the next meeting. Okay.
Sounds good.
Sound fair to everybody?
Yeah. So
basically, council's recommending a appraisal of the property.
I wouldn't appraise it and spend the money to appraise it until you decide that you might be interested in selling it. I think what council is saying is let give us some time to think. Give us the next 2 weeks to kind of think about it, and then we'll come to some kind of conclusion in the next meeting.
All right. Fair enough. Good.
Good enough.
Yep.
All right. So we'll move that then. Okay. So that one. The next one, moving forward, is add a one-time water sewer bill reduction for Matthew Brines in the sum of $206.30.
I'd like to make a motion to approve a one-time water credit for Matthew Brines for $206.30.
I'll second.
Thank you. That was Travis. Oh, who seconded?
Margie
seconded. Travis made
I know, I was there digging in that hole.
Okay.
What did you get your arms dirty?
Yeah, what a good neighbor. Okay, any discussion on this? Hearing none? Dee, would you call the vote, please?
Yes. Councilor Acton?
Yes.
Councilor Randall?
Yes.
Councilor Norris?
Yes.
Councilor Lee?
Yes.
Councillor Hall. Oh, Councillor Hall? Ah, muted. I see your mouth moving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Closing public comment. Hearing none. Closing council member comments.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming again. End of report.
Thank you. Any other council member comments?
No.
Going once, twice, hearing none. This meeting is adjourned.
Shortest meeting. Good
night, excellent. Good night. Have a good night.
Good night. Good night.
Bye.
Good night.